Good morning. This is Ian Hoyer with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Saturday, April 4th at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Climb Gear and Grizzly Outfitters. Bridger Bowl is closed and advises against uphill travel, which could place first responders at risk. Backcountry conditions exist. There's no avalanche control or ski patrol rescue. Please do not loiter or congregate in the parking lots. Yesterday morning, it snowed 2 to 3 inches near West Yellowstone and Cook City, while the mountains around Big Sky and Bozeman stayed dry. This morning, temperatures are in the teens and low 20s. Winds are southwest and west at 10 to 25 miles an hour, with gusts of 30 to 45 miles an hour. Clouds will break up this morning, leaving us with mostly sunny skies. Winds today will be 10 to 25 miles an hour out of the southwest. Temperatures will rise into the mid-30s. A dusting of snow is possible overnight. Winds picked up yesterday, building fresh drifts that can be triggered by a skier or rider today. Skiers in the Bridger Range yesterday saw rapid wind loading near the ridge. Be skeptical of any recently wind-drifted slope and steer clear of fresh drifts. If you feel the snow surface stiffen and see cracks shoot out in front of you, you've found one of these drifts and should carefully retreat out of steep terrain. Avalanches can also break on weak layers buried 2 to 3 feet deep. It's worth digging down to look for these weak layers, as not every slope has them. Yesterday, Doug found good stability on a west-facing slope in Beehive Basin, with a number of ice crusts in the upper snowpack that were well-bonded, but noted that other slopes have surface or near-surface facets instead. Skiers near Ross Pass yesterday got a big collapse on facets near an ice crust as they stepped out of their skis to dig a snow pit. They took that clear sign of instability as a clue to avoid steep terrain and chose an alternative, mellower, route back to the trailhead. Just to the south, a different group found buried surface ore and got unstable test results on it. A collapse and unstable test results are evidence that the potential still exists to trigger avalanches on these layers. Careful analysis of these layers is needed before committing to steep terrain. Temperatures are going to rise another 5 degrees warmer than yesterday. With sunny skies this afternoon, the snow surface will become wet, lose cohesion, and become unstable. Watch for rollerballs and pinwheels as clues that this process is starting. Plan to be off steep, sun-exposed slopes by early afternoon to avoid triggering a wet snow avalanche. The avalanche danger is rated moderate across our advisory area. We are ending daily avalanche forecasts tomorrow, Sunday, April 5th, and we'll post general weather and avalanche bulletins every Monday and Friday through April. Continue to send us out your observations. You can fill out an observation form on our website, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail at 406-587-6984.